the kinyan of Oev Esa Meisharim Kinyan Lamabez. One should love that which is straight in the plural. One should love that which is straight. The Hashit Pshat of the kinyan of Oev Esa Meisharim is one should have an internal strong desire to have Seichel HaYosher. Seichel HaYosher, you shouldn't have twisted thoughts and knowledge. Rather, it should be straight and to the point. Let's define that a little better momentarily. How does one achieve that Seichel HaYosher? What does it mean, Seichel HaYosher in particular? So the Goyin in Mishle, on the Pasuk, Yitzpoin Lisharim Toshia Mogein Holchetam, says the Goyin, that Hashem put inside of his drachov midoisov besichloi umamiroisom bederech hayosher lifi atayra, that the person who follows his actions and his midos are premised upon the Torah, that is somebody who is called a Yosher. E-Efsher, for a person to be a Yosher without it being premised upon the Seichel of the Torah. In other words, when philosophy, ideas are based on human intuition, one generation thinks this way and a different generation thinks other way. And therefore, the philosophy can change with the times. Yashrus, Seichel HaYosher, is Seichel that is premised upon that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu determines as Yosher. A different pasuk in Mishlei says, Yesh Derech Yosher Lifnei Ish, there is a straight path in front of a person, Ba'achariso Derech Imoves, and the end of it is death. Says the Vilna Gaon, Kloy Mar Sheish Derech Sheyidme HaAdam Belivo Shu Derech Echad the Galui Shu Yosher. A person goes out in the way, he's trying to figure out how to get from Telstone to Yerushalayim, and he thinks that this is the correct path, this is the easy, straight and narrow, this is the correct way to go. However, Ba'achres HaDerech Yish Kama Durachim. But at the end of the day, he notices that there are multiple ways to go. The kulam mamavis. And at the end of the day, they're all to death. You think you're going to Yerushalayim and you really end up in Ramallah. The chen tzorech ha'adim lizar and ma'od, therefore a person has to be very careful. U'lechapes drachov alo lishoyin al sichle klal. A person has to investigate, interrogate his ways to ensure that he's not relying on his own intuition. Efshu sheyit meloishu but vaday derech yosher. Because it might appear to you that it's a derech yosher, but at the end of the day, it ends up not being. So, what does it mean to be the derech yosher? It's explained to Matasio, the pshat is like this: somebody who is oyhev es hamishorim be'emes, somebody who really wants to have seichel hayosher, somebody who really wants to ensure that his intuition is correct. So the way to do it, the mechanism of accomplishing that, is to completely subjugate and negate his own intuitions to that of the Torah. He wants the Torah to act upon his knowledge, and that way he will achieve ultimate yashrus. In other words, Oyev Es HaMisharim is the person who is willing, he's willing to give up of his own intuitions and desires to ensure that that which he's doing is the Ratzon Hashem. However, there's a major obstacle that one has to overcome before he gets to yashrus of Seichel. And what is that? That's Yishrei Leiv. Says Rematisyo, Reishis Chinach HaToyro Lefasheta Kumimiyus Shal HaSeichel Ulegalos Lono Sod the kochos and nefesh of Adam. First, you have to reveal the secrets of the soul. That in order to have yishrei seichel, you want to have yashus of the seichel, you first have to have yishrei leiv. The second midos of liosam yisharim etovim, to have, make sure that your midos are optimal, are correct, and are good. Ultimately, the anti-yashus halev is kina and kavod and sina. Kina type of a kavod is sina. In other words, our emotions attack us. The pasuk tells us in Koheles, "Levad ro'a zeh motzos yasher osa elokim es ha'adam yasher." I saw that Hashem made a person straight. Vehi bikshu cheshbonos rabin. That Shlomo HaMelech says, I noticed that man was created yasher. However, they chose cheshbonos rabin. The Medrash explains yasher haya. Became shenas u'shnayim, when they became two, in bikshu cheshbonos rabin. What does it mean that they became two? They started to have cheshbonos rabin. It's explained from Matas Yosalim and Biyar Yivikim mitchilas b'yoso ha'adam yosher. Ratzalom bar b'yosher ha'seichel v'yosher ha'leiv. Adam Arishon was created with yashrus. Ilu haya b'yichidus haya oiv es ha'misharim u'mavin midayto ha'em es lamidu shal torosein ha'kadosha. If he would have remained in the optimal sense, if Adam would have remained Adam, kol d'machet, he would have had yashus haseichel, and he would have been able, through his intuition, to understand and be able, through his intuition, to devise the truth of Torah. However, only when Adam became multiple, when he split into two and there were many, so all of a sudden, when you have interactions between two people, all of a sudden emotions got involved. Jealousy, hatred. And what happened? That caused the yashus haseichel to be completely mixed up. That caused the yashus haseichel to be curved and no longer straight. The yisod hadavar is, if a person is desirous of having yashus haseichel, if a person's looking to have that intuition of the Torah, he has to first have yishrei leiv, yashus haleiv. He has to first make sure he works on his midos, that he no longer has kina and sina driving him. He has to make sure that he's willing to look for the emes and not be obstinate based on his own desires and intuitions. He's willing to give over that intuition to that of the Torah. How do we achieve that? So the Mesilas Yesharim tells us a famous line. Im hu oisek b'toira b'ra'oso d'racheho tzivyeho v'azroiseho. If you want to have yashus haseichel, it requires limud haTorah, but not limud haTorah in the simple sense. It starts with d'racheho. Only after have you learned from the d'racheho, the Darchei Hashem, and you've worked Mahu Afato, and you've worked on your midos, then you can get to the next step of the mitzvos, the Azharos, the mitzvos Aseh, and the mitzvos Los Aseh. Yishroi Oyev Mesharim, somebody who's beseeching and searching and loving of having Yashrus, Yashrus HaSeichel, requires the plural, the Yashrus HaLev, to precede it. And Emirat Hashem, we should be Zoicha to have a better and correct intuition.
Is that the reference of